The resurrection of the Lord continues to be known and celebrated among us. In fact, that message is what we carry to the world, right? This message. The Lord is risen. He has risen indeed. Hallelujah. Yes. And bit by bit, slowly, as we grow in faith, mature as disciples of the Lord, until one day when all things are made new and the whole big, complete picture is made known. And in fact, even Jesus tells us, while he was here on earth, bit by bit, piece by piece, the puzzle's being put together. The resurrection of our Lord is one of those pieces of the big picture of our Messiah's accomplished work among us. In just a few weeks, we're going to celebrate his ascension. We're going to celebrate Pentecost. And all of those events are part of the bigger picture, the puzzle, that's made known to us as people of God, people of faith, in the plan and work of his salvation. This is the biggest puzzle in the world. Guinness World Records. 551,200 and some pieces. Couldn't remember all the numbers. It was actually put together in 2011. University of Economics in Ho Chi Minh, Vietnam, students put this puzzle together. You can see it's more than 8 feet tall and 29 feet long. Now, how do you think that puzzle gets put together? One piece at a time, right? Yeah. This is the largest elephant in the world ever recorded. I don't have the numbers on it, but you can see the man standing there and the people standing there, and it's a tall, big elephant. When you're solving a problem and you're trying to figure out what the end result might be, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, right? Until the whole picture is either put together or eaten, for an elephant's sake, right? And it's all gone. So either putting together or all gone. For those disciples, as we find them today in the Gospel of Luke, they, while they were still talking about this, they're trying to eat the elephant, put the puzzle together. They're trying to figure out, deconstruct what's going on, but they're also trying to see then in the bigger picture of what's happening. Remember, the disciples are there in the upper room. It's now evening. Earlier in the day, John tells us that Jesus had been there, sharing with them his peace. Thomas hadn't been there in that morning, and the disciples were telling Thomas about the resurrected Lord. Later in the day, there were these two disciples walking from Jerusalem to Emmaus, and Jesus appears with them, and he opens up the scriptures. He opens their minds to the truth of the resurrected Messiah. He breaks bread with them in their home, and then he disappears. Well, these disciples from Emmaus, they run back to Jerusalem, and they're here now in the upper room where Jesus appears again, and they're talking about these things. What did Jesus say to you on the road to Emmaus? What was it like when he broke bread with you? Let's go back and rehearse what the women saw earlier in the day. Peter, John, you were there. You looked in the tomb. What was that like? They're talking about these things. They're moving the puzzle pieces around on the board, trying to put the puzzle together. Eating that elephant one bite at a time, trying to make sense of all this. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes in their midst. Peace be with you, he says. They were startled, frightened, looking like they had seen a ghost. Well, yeah, normal, typical human reaction. I think I might be the same way, right? You as well? Sure. It's as if for these disciples, somebody had taken that puzzle that they were putting together and swiped it onto the floor. Now all the puzzle pieces are scattered again. What was at one time making sense now isn't anymore. And they're trying to figure out, how is it that Jesus can be alive, that we can see him, but that he's glorified? How does this make sense that we see the nail prints in his hands and the spear injury in his rib and the scars of the crown of thorns on his head, but yet he's alive? And how is it that he would come to us? We who are so frightened and afraid, locked behind doors, unworthy of the presence of the risen Lord, and yet he's here with this kingdom blessing. Reine auto, peace be with you. And so, in the midst of this, Jesus says to them, he says, why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at me. Here's my hands. Here's my feet. You can see that I once was dead, but now I'm alive. Do you have something to eat? And they gave him some broiled fish, right? And he ate it. Mystery, that this glorified risen one who can appear before them and yet eat food, this is something of God and of his kingdom and something that we're not used to. And so Jesus, for them, in their midst, he starts to put the puzzle pieces together for them. I want you to see me. I want you to know that I'm raised from the dead. I want you to know that I'm victorious for you. Here's the bigger picture. This is my kingdom work as the Messiah. Your Messiah now appears to you with my job of redemption nearly complete. My mission nearly accomplished. And I want you to be a part of that mission. And Jesus says, this is what I told you while I was still with you. I told you these things, right? I told you that this all would happen. I gave you the puzzle pieces. You just didn't put them together in the right way. You didn't maybe understand or grasp the bigger picture. I told you that everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms. I told you this. So now let me give you a show and tell. Here I am in front of you. And I'm appearing here for your sake that you might believe that I am the one who fulfills and completes all of Scripture, the Father's plan for your redemption and salvation. The way that Jesus puts it is this. Ta panta peletheye. I am the one. And it's an intensifier there. I am the one. I am the one who puts the pieces together one at a time, completing it all for you. And what does he complete? What does he complete for us? But as we heard Marta read, Jesus is the one who comes to forgive our sins. To forgive our sins. When our life is like a puzzle, swept off the table, all the pieces on the floor. We know what that's like when a relationship just seems to be getting back into place and something is said or done and we take steps backwards. Right when I think I've got this issue in my life under control in obedience to the Lord, I'm tempted again and I fall back into old patterns. Puzzles, pieces on the floor. Right when I think that I've taken some steps forward in maturity of faith, growing in the Lord, some establishing some habits in him, and what happens? But I fall back into patterns that are less than God glorifying and not good for me. Jesus completes that which we cannot. He puts the bigger picture together. And what is that bigger picture? It's the bigger picture of you and me having a place in his kingdom because he has accomplished, completed his work. When he's with these disciples in the upper room, he's not yet fulfilled that. Not yet. Ascension, Pentecost, we're 99% of the way there. When he returns again one day, when all things are new, that's 100%. But he's working all this out. He's putting the pieces together. He's giving to us an opportunity to understand the bigger picture of where we fit, where you fit. In his kingdom, your place, how he loves you and cares for you and gives you a unique place, part of the mosaic of Jesus who lives for you. And for those men in the upper room, those disciples there, the women too, he opens their minds so they could understand the scriptures to bring us into the fullness of the ways of the Lord God. Isn't that what he wants for you and me too? To understand the fullness of the scriptures, this timeless, inspired truth that he gives to us, that we might have insight into his redeeming work, into the place where we fit in his kingdom, into how he puts the pieces together in my life and yours for his sake. Well, sure, Jesus brings me into the truths of his kingdom. That's where he wants us to be. As your pastor, I will continue to be in the Word, preaching it, teaching it for us, because this is where the Lord wants us to be. There might be other issues that we need to address over time as we live in a fallen, broken world, as our lives intersect in darkness as we are light. But it's always going to be based out of the Word, these truths that the Lord gives to us, because that's our foundation. That's who we are as God's people. That's the board on which the puzzle pieces are put together, is the truth of God's Word. And He wants you and me to understand these truths. Let me just put a plug here for a minute. In a few weeks, we're going to start a new Bible class on Sunday mornings on the book of Revelation. Ooh, people are interested in that, or maybe a little shy of that as well. Here's an opportunity for me to encourage you as your pastor to embrace these truths, or a truth, a particular truth that's given to us in the book of Revelation. Join me for Bible class. Let's get in the Word and dig around. Let's see each other grow and mature in these truths so that we might be that full mosaic of the kingdom of God in Jesus Christ worked out in you and me. Jesus would say to them, this is what is written. The Messiah will suffer, will rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in His name to all nations, and that's going to start here in Jerusalem. And of course, that starts with Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit to the disciples staying there in Jerusalem. As Jesus promised this to His disciples, this is not just a one-time only promise, right? When you were baptized into Jesus Christ, into the kingdom, into the relationship with your heavenly Father as His daughter or as His son, so you too were empowered with the Spirit, because Jesus empowers each one of us, me, to embrace the fullness of His work in me. I am forgiven. I'm given new life. I'm given a new opportunity to live that life every day because Jesus has forgiven me. Friends, this marks us as God's people, the fullness of His work in us. And it's our witness then to the world that we might live that fullness of Christ Jesus in us to them. So they might know the fullness of the love of Jesus that He has for others too. And Jesus told those disciples in that upper room, brothers, sisters, you are witnesses of these things. You're witnesses of them. You've seen the working of the Lord. You've experienced His miracles. In fact, in just a few minutes, you're going to experience that miracle firsthand. Take, eat. This is the body of Jesus. Take, drink. This is the blood of Christ. Bread, wine, certainly, certain normal elements. But who you are in Jesus, by faith, you take Him in. Miracle. This is the witness of these things of the kingdom that we carry with us in our lives, in relationships with one another and to the world, because Jesus imparts to each one of us, to me, the Holy Spirit to live out His mission. It doesn't matter our age or our ability or disability, or it doesn't matter where we are in the maturity perspective of faith. It's that Jesus has given to each one of us the opportunity to live out His mission as He lives and dwells in you. One of the great joys that I have in ministry is throughout the week in conversations with you to see how the puzzle is being put together in your life. Pastor, guess what I got to experience this last week because of Jesus working in a situation, in a relationship, in me. Another piece put together in the puzzle, the picture, the mosaic of your life in His kingdom. Pastor, guess how I got to share Jesus with my neighbor. And the prayer that we lifted up, this is how the Lord is answering that. Now, the puzzle pieces start coming together in the fullness of how we see the Lord at work. Ah, what great joy that is among us. So I would encourage you, don't just share it with me, share it with each other. Build each other up. Encourage each other in this joy of the mission of the Lord being known among us in these great ways. And you, each one of you, me, and others yet to come, we're part of that bigger picture. As Jesus Christ brings us into His kingdom for our eternity, for relationship, unto life everlasting with our Heavenly Father. how we celebrate, right? And give thanks and rejoice in our place, your place, mine, each of us, in this big, beautiful puzzle, mosaic of Jesus Christ and his kingdom lived out among us. All because of the joy that we know in his victory. As we declare it again, the Lord is risen. He has risen indeed. Alleluia, indeed. Come and let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for giving to us your word today, building our lives, putting them together like a puzzle, that you are the hand that puts these pieces together, and we know our place, and we know your work, Heavenly Father, through Jesus our Savior by his Spirit to bring us together. We rejoice, and for that we give you thanks. Now, Heavenly Father, give us those faith eyes, the desire to see you at work and to express that then in thanks and praise to you, but also with encouraging words to one another. Keep us growing in the truth of your word and expressing that mission of Jesus in who we are as your people. We know you love us, and we love you too, because of Jesus our Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen. May the peace of God that passes our understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ the Lord, your risen Savior, as he lives in you. To him be the glory and the praise. Amen.